It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I want to talk about something sort of different, but it kind of ties into what we've been talking about. And for the longest time, we've been talking about characteristics of God. And now I want to talk about why it's important to understand the characteristics of God. And joining me today is Bree Vales. She is going to talk about her testimony, about what she's done in her young life. And I'm hoping it'll be an encouragement to all of you guys to get involved and do something about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So welcome, Bree, to the program.
Thank you.
Now, what I'd like you to do is just talk a little bit, give us a brief, talk a little bit about yourself, you know, so the audience can get somewhat acquainted with you.
Okay. Well, when I was young, in about the seventh grade, I had an opportunity to go on a mission trip with One Hope to Swaziland, Africa. And I decided that if I could raise money, then I would go. Mm-hmm. And somehow funds just came in and I didn't have to do much. And I just decided to go, and it turned out to be a really great trip. I learned a lot about a lot of people in the world and how much they suffer for the gospel and how I can be more a part of that in just my daily life.
And so that was seventh grade.
Yeah,
that was. And that would be a big wake-up call, I guess, to see what other people are like. Because when I was young and I traveled abroad, I would see kids playing in filthy water or bathing themselves, and I would ask my parents, why is their parents letting them do that? Clearly, they have bad parents, because what good parent lets their kids play or bathe in dirty water? But that's because I grew up in America,
right,
who had the clean water. We never had to bathe in dirty water, but other countries didn't have that. And so it made a big impression on me as a young person, so it probably did the same for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think on that trip, in just such a poor and a country that has a huge amount of AIDS in it, and actually, if it keeps going the way it was, scientists have determined that that will be the country's extinction, is AIDS,
it
keeps going that way. So just to be around that environment, it really broke my heart for just all God's children, and just put a love inside of me for a lot of children. So,
which prompted you to want to continue doing mission work, right?
Right. I went for the past six summers with One Hope, just on one-month nomad missions. And I've been to Peru, the Philippines, Africa, and Thailand.
Did your parents ever get a little nervous sending their daughter, young as she was, across the world?
Yeah, they never got used to that.
No, I don't think I could either.
No, they always miss me.
Obviously, they know it's good. I mean, you're doing great things, and maybe it's something you're called to do. I don't know what your calling is, but perhaps it's something in the future that you're going to be this missionary that's just going to go around and touch people who are hurting. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. I want to get back into your, you know, your experiences and what you've learned. But I also would like to get across why it's so important that you're doing what you're doing, and that we don't have to be overseas in another country to do what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So tell us about, okay, you've gone to all these countries. Tell us about your experiences in some of the countries, and how do you present the gospel to them? Is it illegal to bring the message of Jesus Christ in these countries? Talk to us about that.
Well, usually with our presentations, we go into schools with teams, and we start out by doing icebreakers and fun stuff for kids. We do presentations for kids of all ages. And after the icebreaker, usually each one has a little message about making good choices or something like that for the age group. And then we will present the Book of Hope, which is the four Gospels in chronological order, basically. So no story of Jesus is skipped, but it's not told twice.
Oh, wow.
So it's just basically the full story of Jesus.
That's wonderful.
And it's also, typically it's in their language. Also, and in English. And
the book
is. So that's usually a big draw for people. That's a lot of the times why schools will let us in, because it's in English also, which is what they want to learn a lot of times.
Can these children read their language? Because some of the countries around the world, they're illiterate.
Right. One Hope does have places like in Madagascar, a lot of people there are illiterate. So we have this movie called The God Man, and it's basically the book, but it's in a movie form.
Oh, okay.
So for places like that, we do bring a different type of gospel to them, to teach them a little bit differently about God and who he is. But usually after that, our team will share deeply about our testimonies, just, you know, really vulnerable places in our life. That all people can connect with. All people feel hurt in the world. All people go through different things. So if we can bring in those emotions and how Jesus has helped us through that, that's usually where we can find a common ground with any culture or nation. And all kids go through different things.
That's true. And some worse than others. Like you said, you went to visit a place in Africa and everybody, most people they knew had AIDS, which means
absolutely
they died young. And yeah. I think it's probably heartbreaking to see a child have that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But how can your message help these people around the world? How is that helpful to them?
Well, the message we bring is of Jesus, and that's a message of hope, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you might go through, that this is a constant. Jesus is a constant. He never changes. He always loves you no matter what, and that he can bring you through the very worst and the very darkest of times. And for a lot of the people that we're talking to, we have no idea that they're going through horrible, horrible things, but this message has just brought them totally through horrible things. So I think that's, for me, the biggest reason why I go out, is because you don't know what people have been through or what they're going through. And so this message is life-changing for anyone.
Today I'm talking with Bree Vales, and I asked her to come on because I want her to be an inspiration to everybody. And if someone's listening to the program right now that might be going through hard times, I want you to know that there's a God out there that loves you. And he's not intending for you to have hard times, but times like that kind of brings character. It's not his will that anyone should suffer. It's not in his will, but suffering happens in this world. It happens because we live in a sinful world, a world full of sin, that basically, how other way can I put it? And here we have a young woman who goes out to the world, and she talks to people about what her God has done for her. And she's going to places where sometimes it's forbidden, right? Are some of these countries, like Christianity, you can't have Christianity?
In a lot of places, most places that we've been allowed to be there. And we don't try to, you know, pull fast ones over anyone. We want to do it legally. We want to be there.
Absolutely.
We want to be welcomed.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's really important with the gospel, is that, you know, we're able to be there. But there have been places where they definitely are, like, we don't want you to be here, but you're allowed to be here, because in a lot of places like Thailand, Buddhism...
Talk about Thailand.
I love Thailand. Most Buddhists are very accepting. They'll listen to anything you have to say. A couple of schools that we went into, we did have to be careful about, you know, not saying Jesus. We have to talk about our best friend in the book and stuff like that. But, you know, Thais are very welcoming, and it's definitely a huge cultural jump, and religion-wise, it's a lot different. So making those adjustments when you're talking and explaining things is can be difficult, but you get used to it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful country and culture. Like, they need Jesus just as much as we do.
Right. What did John 3:16 say, that God sent his son for the whole world?
Yes, absolutely.
Not just for Americans and not just for Mexicans or Canadians, but for everybody?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you walk us through what a presentation might look like if you were in Thailand?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually one of our team will go up and say, hey, we are a team from Book of Hope, One Hope. And today we've come to give you a really special gift. It's the main reason why we're here right now, why we flew thousands of miles to come to see each and every one of you. And we want to tell you today about our best friend who loves you so much. And then we break into a skit or drama. We do one with money, gum and money. Mm-hmm. And we basically show the value that no matter what you do to money, it's still valuable. Just like no matter what happens to us in life, we are still valuable as opposed to other material items. God still sees value in us no matter what has happened to us or no matter what will happen to us.
Or what we've done.
Right. So no matter how dirty we get, I guess, is the focus of that God still loves us and he desires to have a relationship with us. And then after that, we might do another skit or icebreaker, and then we'll have one of our people come up and explain the book and explain, you know, the contents of the book. For high schoolers, it's usually talking about relationships and family issues. And for younger kids, it's usually making good choices. And that all ties back into Jesus and how he can help us be our best and help us through any situation. And for schools in Thailand, our foot in the door is always teaching English because everyone there wants to know English. Mm-hmm. Usually all the schools love to teach English. So we do a lot of English lessons depending on the age and how much they know and stuff is how hard we make it. But that's always a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And we get to build great relationships with the kids.
Oh, that's pretty cool that your language is just a foot in the door. The fact that you could say, hey, we'd like to teach your kids English, but... and then you also bring in the most important message of it all. Ray, I want to thank you for doing what you do and being encouragement and going to places where some of us are afraid to go or don't want to be. And you've been there and you've done it, and praise God for that. And you're giving a lot of hope to people. I'd like you to come back tomorrow if you could to kind of pick up on where we left off. Would you come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So I want you guys to tune in tomorrow because I'm bringing Bree Vales back. So thank you so much for being on the program today.
Yeah, thank you.
And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. The prices on everything is going up these days. Even if you clip coupons, grocery shopping can cost you a pretty penny. Many people have begun gardening as a way to save money, eat healthy, and lower stress. Now you can save even more money on gardening when you visit garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW. You receive $15 off $75 or more for all your gardening needs. Remember, garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW to save on your next purchase. To find more gardening discounts, visit AmberMayShow.com.